Time now for the Women's Bowling Report, and it's brought to you this morning, of course, as it always is, by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand, and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency Coop and Burr on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC. Mary Beverly is with us. Good morning, Mary. Nice to hear your voice. And like we were briefly talking off the air, I was sick yesterday and was not able to be here for the men's report, but happy to hear you this morning.
Well, and I'm glad to be here, even with our snowfall total of 130 inches. You know what? Some of these meteorologists have to fear for their lives at this point of
winter. Oh, my goodness.
But we'll remember, you're only a messenger, okay, Dan?
Don't kill them. Please don't kill the messenger.
Please don't kill the messenger.
It's not my fault.
No.
You know, I talk to people about this all the time. It's amazing. Weather forecasters and meteorologists, they're the only people I can think of, other than maybe baseball players, where if they're right 25% of the time, they can keep their job.
Oh, isn't that the truth? You know what I have neglected to do the last couple of weeks? Well, I know last week.
What's that?
I didn't say good morning to any special lady whose name started with V. So we'll double dose and say good morning to all the Vivians. And then to all the Wandas.
All right.
Good morning, Vivians and Wandas. Glad you're listening. Here are the women's high games for the week ending February 15th. That means we're halfway through, over halfway through, guys. Tammy Newberry from the Four-Star League with a 266. And then I have Lynn Wicks from Lake Effect, 263. 256 for Lori Kirkland on the Sunshine League. Then it's Four-Star with a 247 for Katie Vintainen. Christoph Pardue, 246 on the Four-Star League. A couple of ladies coming off from Sunshine League, both with 242 games, Shauna Baum and Courtney Garvelink. Then I have Joanne Stolb. I think I'm saying her right. She had a 235 on the Four-Star League. Sunshine League, it was a 235 for Robin Veenhoven. Friday Night Rollers, a 233 for Mary Beverly. 225 for Jennifer Case on the Starlight League, and a 241 for Becky Carroll, or a 224 for Becky Carroll on the Thursday Night Misfits. High Series for the week goes to Courtney Garvelink on the Sunshine League with a 275. Lori Kirkland, 263 Sunshine League. Then I have four ladies coming off from the Four-Star League with good scores. They were Katie Vintainen, 661, Crystal Pardue, 660, Tammy Newberry, 556, and Deb Dams with a 613. 610 for Rachel Handwerk from the Sunshine League. And 607, Shauna Baum, Sunshine League. From Lake Effect, it was a 603 for Lynn Wicks. And rounding out the top 10, all scores in the 600, it's Mary Beverly with a 602 from the Friday Night Rollers.
I heard your name a couple of times before we took the break. You must be doing pretty well this year.
I did this week. It's always, see, I've got to make those young pups out there on the lane sit up and take notice every once in a while.
There's a lot to learn from those with experience, right?
I have some tournament standings, and the tournament's both alleys down in Douglas and Zealand Lanes. We're jumping this weekend with more tournament activity. I happened to be at Zealand Lanes and had a ball. I love tournaments, Dan, because I get to meet so many of our association bowlers, and I get to see lots of old friends. Here are the unofficial team standings, team handicap for the women. In first place, it's Graphic Signs with a 35-13. 34-43 for the Wooden Shoe Tap Room. Acryl Fab, 24-25. Lucky Charms, 33-69. And in fifth place, it's Team Frickson, I think so, 33-61. Team Scratch, it's Team Frickson with a 28-53. In doubles handicap, these are scores that are coming out of Zealand. The team scores are down at alleys, of course. Doubles handicap, Tammy Newberry and Lori Kirkland, 15-35. Pearl Bauman and Laurel Watkins, 14-60. A 14-38 for Selena Horvath and Belle Guerrera. 14-21, Jordan and Chelsea Kirkland. That's a twin duo. Isn't that neat? And in fifth place, a sister act. Casey Lepore and Kelsey Lepore with a 14-19. Let's see here. I have Double Scratch, High, Tammy Newberry, and Laurie Kirkland, 13-99. They've been there before. Singles, Handicap. Casey Lepore with a 7-73, followed by sister Kelsey Lepore with a 7-57. That's pretty neat. Then I have Pearl Bauman, 7-42, 7-32 for Barb Lamar. And in fifth place, it's Laurel Watkins with a 7-09. Scratch, Tammy Newberry, 6-08 in singles. And then I have all events. This is where you combine all your scores from your team and your singles and doubles. And how did, in first place, it's Kelsey Lepore with a 21-90. And then Pearl Bauman with a 21-72 is in second. Casey Lepore is in third with a 20-97. Then I have a 20-85 for Chelsea Kirkland and Barb Lamar in fifth place with a 20-68. All events scratch, it's Lori Kirkland with an 18-34. And then we have a division, and I think this is the first year we've offered this to the women. It's a singles handicap. And in first place, it's Marcia Essenberg with a 7-03. She's followed by Mary DeBoer with a 6-91, and Sharon Childress with a 6-73, Mary Beverly with a 6-67, and Barb Payne with a 6-34. And that about wraps it up for this morning. I think I talked enough. I have snow to go out and shovel. Imagine that.
Wow, you're such a unique situation there, Beverly. You have to go shovel snow this morning.
It's good aerobic exercise. It keeps my game sharp on the lanes because I'm in such good health.
There you go. Mary Beverly, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it, Dan.